This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops on Tuesday moved into the Gaza town of Rafah, but U.S. officials say it is not the full invasion many have feared. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Israeli troops seized control of the vital Rafah border crossing, raising fears of the full-scale invasion President Biden has warned against.
That's not what this is.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Israel describes it as a more limited operation aimed at cutting off Hamas arms smuggling.
Not of a size, scale, durations, and scope that one could equate to a major ground operation.
Still, Israel's defense minister says the operation will deepen if talks on a hostage deal with Hamas fail. Sagar Magani at the White House.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby on Tuesday expressed optimism Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas, quote, should be able to close the remaining gaps to complete an agreement that would lead to release of hostages and pave the way for an extended truce in the 7-month war in Gaza. Talks continued Tuesday in Cairo. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday warned the threat of anti-Semitism is growing in remarks honoring the 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust as his support for Israel's assault on Gaza divides his Democratic Party.
This hatred continues to lie deep in the hearts of too many people in the world and requires our continued vigilance and outspokenness.
Biden spoke 7 months to the day after Hamas attacked Israel October 7th, killing